select classical music to help you focus.
Global Player.
Download it now for free.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock. Union officials say they're hopeful materials needed to keep furnaces burning at Scunthorpe will arrive in the next 48 hours. The government's taken control of British Steel's plant and appointed interim executives to try to secure its future. Andy Prendergast from the GMB union says positive steps are being taken.
We're in a situation where the government has bought time. You know, they've got the raw materials. The nature of blast furnaces is that once they go off, they stay off. So I think we're in a race against time to secure the future. What we now need is a longer-term plan for the plant.
A former aide to Rishi Sunak and a police officer are among 15 people charged with betting on the timing of last summer's general election. It follows an investigation by the Gambling Commission. European Union foreign ministers are meeting in Luxembourg to discuss the war in Ukraine. It follows Russia's Palm Sunday missile attack on the Ukrainian city of Sumy, in which at least 34 people were killed. A fellow prisoner has been arrested on suspicion of the murder of John Mansfield, who himself had been serving a life sentence for murder. He was attacked inside HMP Whitemore in Cambridgeshire yesterday. Mansfield was jailed for life in 2007 for killing his neighbour. And just half an hour to go until the first all-women space crew blasts off. Singer Katy Perry, along with five others, will be in flight for around 11 minutes, crossing the Kármán line 62 miles above Earth and entering space. Orbital engineer Dr. Neve Shaw says this is all about publicity.
Everyone who has spent a long time orbiting Earth will talk about the impact of that incredible view of seeing the Earth from a distance. And sharing that view is really key. So having people that have such a public reach is going to be really interesting.
Russian cosmonaut Valentina Tereshkova made a solo flight into space in 1963, but this is the first all-women crew. And the weather, rain in south and eastern Scotland and western parts of England and Wales, also in eastern parts of Northern Ireland. Sunny elsewhere with a high of 15. From Global's newsroom. For Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
We are about to hear part of the very first symphony that featured the trombone. Make way, please, for Beethoven.
Anne-Marie Minhall.
On Classic FM.
Thank you. The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 is coming.
Starts Friday morning at 9.
Classic FM.
Ma per fortuna è un'altra Aspetti, signorina, le dirò con due parole chi son, chi son, e che faccio, come vivo. Chi son? Sono un poeta, che cosa faccio? Scrivo e come vivo, vivo. In povertà mia lieta, sarò da gran signore, rimedimmi d'amore. Per sogni e per chimere e per castelli in aria. L'anima migliorarà. Entrar con voi il corona ed i miei sogni usati e i miei sogni miei vostro simile guar ma il furto
It's a timeless piece of opera all about love, enlightenment, good versus evil, and friendship. Puccini's La Bohème, the unforgettable story of two young bohemian lovers in Paris. And with a great love story comes a beautiful score. Che gelida manina, your tiny hand is frozen, from La Bohème. The voice of Joseph Calleja and conducting the orchestra of the Swiss Romande was Mocco Armiliato. And Beethoven Symphony No. 5, the opening movement with Daniel Barenboim at the helm for the West Eastern Divan Orchestra. It's 16 minutes past two. It's Classic FM for your Monday afternoon with a moment for a little bit of R&R, thanks to Eric Sati. Thank you.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Sicilienne, part of the Pelléas and Mélisande suite, Foray. That piece of music always puts me in mind of sitting on a riverbank somewhere with a little picnic, gig and cloth, bit of pork pie, sausage roll, bit of cake for afters and a thermos. Don't know why, just always think of it every time I hear the Sicilienne. On cello, Hannah Chan, and she was joined by the Philharmonia Orchestra and conductor Leonard Slatkin, and preceded by Eric Sotis, Nocia number 5. Our performer, our musician, was Joanna McGregor. We're about to hear a piece of music by a great Russian composer, one of the five, known as the Mighty Handful during his lifetime, who was foremost, and he was at the front of getting women, allowing women to be trained as medical assistants and doctors. He was a foremost chemist of his time, and he wrote absolute jewels like this. Prince Igor, the Polotsian Dances by Alexander Borodin on Classic FM.
Thank you. I'm indebted to Patrick in Glasgow, who texted me a few minutes ago to say, Anne-Marie, Alexander Borodin, the composer, it's said that he was very absent-minded and could only compose when confined to bed. A likely story, says Patrick. I can neither confirm nor deny, but I'll investigate. Polovtsian Dances from Prince Igor by Borodin and a performance by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and Herbert von Karajan. It is Classic FM, and guess what's coming this week?
Football scores and film scores. The best of ballet and boardroom blunders. The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 has it all this Easter weekend.
Join us as we count down the greatest classical music as voted for by you.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Starts Friday morning at 9. Classic FM.
Nigel Hess, with the Central Band of the Royal Air Force, conducting his own musical creation, Shakespeare Pictures, and on Classic FM we heard Much Ado About Nothing.
Much ado
Classic FM.
Dance number one, the work of Manuel de Falla, the composer, and we heard the soloists Joran Solskjær and Xian Wang, taken from the short life La Vida Breve. And before it, Johann Sebastian Bach brought us a little taste of one of the Brandenburg concertos. Number three, the opening movement with Trevor Pinnock conducting the English concert. Classic FM, 11 minutes to three. Welcome, centre stage, Saint-Saëns. Thank you. Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto No. 2, the second movement of which performed by Andrew von Ooyen together with Prague Philharmonia. We'll get a news update for you in just a moment here on Classic FM. And then our first Hall of Fame 3 at 3 to begin a brand new week.
Classic FM.
It was an Easter tradition that started when we were kids. Mum and Dad hiding eggs in our garden. And when me and my brother had children of our own, it continued, even when Dad was no longer with us. This year will be no different. Mum watching her grandchildren hunt for eggs in the same garden. Because thanks to Home Instead, she's still in the family home, creating new memories. Find out more at homeinstead.co.uk. Award-winning home care you can trust.
Thanks to their unique boutique spirit, there really is nothing quite like a Saga River Cruise. There are the elegantly designed Spirit ships, the all-inclusive dining, and of course, Saga's carefully selected excursions. You know, they'll even drive you to and from the airport with their nationwide chauffeur service.
How long now, Charles?
Oh, half an hour.
Marvellous. Search Saga River Cruises. Experience is everything. 2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply over 50s only.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
It's in their walk. It's in their bark. Come on. It's in their purr. It's Pro Plan Pet Food. The high quality nutrition behind every moment. Pro Plan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets. With leading edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. ProPlan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
This is the sound of a forehand shot. And this is the sound of a backhand shot. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your personal pension. As a Which-recommended SIP provider, with a low flat fee, and now £250 cash back when you sign up, the choice is obvious.
Advantage Wendy.
Search Interactive Investor Personal Pension. New SIP customers only. SIP values can fluctuate and you could get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply. Minimum £10,000 investment. Offer ends 30th of April.
Ever wonder what it's like to glide through the emerald waters of Halong Bay? Or if you'll ever cross India off your bucket list? Ever shared a golden beach with inquisitive penguins? Or wondered how it feels to explore the world, knowing every detail is taken care of? Wonder no more on a choice of over 40 worldwide tours. Choose Signature for smaller groups and enhanced experiences. Book with Riviera Travel, a Which? Recommended provider for 13 years.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock. Union officials say they're hopeful materials needed to keep the blast furnaces at Scunthorpe going will be delivered in the next 48 hours. The government has taken over the British Steel plant through emergency legislation with the aim of securing its future. It's also appointed interim executives. Reform UK leader Nigel Farage wants the firm brought into public ownership.
We're in a really somewhat ridiculous position at the moment where one minister, Jonathan Reynolds, appears to be in charge. So, yeah, nationalise it, make it secure, and then let's try to find a private business down the road to take it off our hands.
15 people have been charged with betting on the date of last year's general election, including a former aide to Rishi Sunak. Another is a police officer. The policing of the riots after the Southport stabbings wasn't unfair, according to a new report. Elon Musk was one of the people who'd accused police of being heavy-handed last summer, but Dame Karen Brady, who's behind the review, says that isn't true.
There was no fear nor favour. They didn't police this in any way based on the political background. They policed it exactly appropriately for the level of disorder that there was.
A British father and son are reported to have drowned after being swept out to sea in Australia. It's understood they got into difficulty while swimming at the 1770 beach in Queensland. For the first time, human teeth have been successfully grown in a laboratory. Researchers at King's College London hope it could mean patients will one day be able to just regrow lost teeth or ones that need fillings. Northern Ireland's First Minister Michelle O'Neill says people are bursting with pride after Rory McIlroy achieved golf's career Grand Slam. He clinched the Masters at Augusta, beating Justin Rose in a playoff. And the weather, rain in south and eastern Scotland.